If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The balance of this day, you guys accomplished something you literally strive years for, and now you're trying to figure out how to get your game back as a group.
Yeah, I mean, we got to take the next little bit here to reflect on the game first and foremost. And then we got to figure out how to move on and how to, like you said, get our game back. We got to compete a lot harder. That's first and foremost. I mean, you can't give up three goals in the first 5-6 minutes of a game and expect to compete in the game. And we almost pushed back, but wasn't enough. And then on the other note, yeah, I mean, it's really hard to really focus on that right now with the loss, but really proud of the group. It's been a long time coming. It's my 5th year here, and it's pretty happy guy this afternoon. So, like I said, we don't want to dwell too hard on this game. We gotta fix some things. We gotta watch our goals against. We gotta make sure our effort's a lot better, and then we gotta ramp it up because now we're in the playoffs officially. So, pretty good feeling, but we just gotta come ready to play.
What were the things that you feel got you to this place? Not tonight, but I'm talking about the playoff place.
Yeah, our compete. I think, like, just next man up mentality and our compete. Our depth has really shown throughout the season. We've had a lot of injuries. A lot of guys go down and a lot of guys step up. And we're going to need that. We're going to need that through our entire playoff run. But we gotta work on that, and or else it's going to be a really short playoff run.
Are there some common themes offensively these last few games, in addition to the compete, that you think need improvement?
I mean, offensively, I think we're getting some chances. We got to bear down. Our power play's got to be better. I got to be better in the power play. Both units got to be better. I just think we got to attack more. We got to be in more attack mode, and we got to capitalize on our opportunities. But tonight came down to defense.
What was said during the timeout there when it was, I guess, 2-3 nothing, 2-0 at that point?
We talked about our defensive side of the game. We're not going to win a game if we're not going to focus on defense. We're not going to keep the puck out of our net. We're not going to win. We left both our goalies out to dry, hanging out to dry today. They didn't deserve that. They've been battling for us all year. I mean, Ellie's been a huge part of this team. I know you don't see him in the games a lot, especially down the stretch here, but he's been unbelievable in the locker room, being a younger guy. It's tough. Sometimes, especially when you're not playing, but he's been so positive. He's been such a good teammate, and then obviously he's been really good for us in practice and in warm-ups and getting the boys ready to go and being a good support system for Al and Oopie. And so to not only hang Al out to dry after how well he's been playing lately, but also hang Ellie out to dry really really sucks. I was pretty disappointed in that.
How much can playing Tampa really elevate everybody, mindset, physicality, everything?
Well, I mean, it's a hell of a team. And if we play like that tonight, they're going to run us over, run us out of our own building. So hopefully getting back to the KeyBank Center gives us a little bit of a jolt that we need. We're going to come out with a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and we're going to try to take it to them.
How much have you been able to feel the added sense of urgency and desperation from your opponents in these last few games?
Yeah, it's been there. All these guys are fighting for a playoff spot. We can't sit back just because we clinched now. We have to match that urgency. We have to match that compete and that battle and try to win a game. But if it's not there, we're not going to win many games.
What was it like in here, like leading up to the game? Obviously a unique game day for guys. Like, could you sense any distraction, whatever it was, like the excitement of it all? What was it like in here?
No, it's weird. I think the last couple of games leading up to the game, I felt a lot of really good energy, and guys really like amped up and ready to go and excited to play a hockey game, and just coming out flat is really tough. It's just got to be all 20 of us in here. Can't be a couple guys. So, I mean, I don't think anyone had the right game tonight, and we're going to keep trying to push to get better, but yeah, it wasn't enough.
If I could go back one more time, you guys knew you had talent here. I remember the last couple of Aprils, you guys were so frustrated because you said, we have talent here. How can we not be in the playoffs? How can we not win? It's basically the same group of guys. You have a few extra guys, but the talent has finally shown through. I mean, how did you guys get over that hump? But basically the same group.
Yeah, no, honestly, I think we've just been really hard to play against. Our defensive side of the game has been unbelievable up until lately. We have to fix that. We have to fix it quick. Like I said, we're playing Tampa on Monday. They're a high-powered offense, like one of the best players in the world on their team. And if we give him time and space and we give him opportunities, he's going to make us look silly out there. And so we have to work on that side of the game first and foremost, and the rest will follow. Like we said, a lot of talent in this room. We'll score when we need to, but we have to make sure we defend first.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.